Now, as an option, and it's a very good option, we suggest that you ozonate the olive oil, and we'll show you how to do that. You just get a regular ozonator. You can get this down at your local pet store because they use them for fish tanks, and a regular fish tank pump here. It's very, very cheap to get one of these, and you can just put the ozonating ball right into the olive oil, and then I plug it in. I don't suggest that you actually plug it in until you're ready to go because the ozone can be toxic in your environment. So now the ozone is going into the olive oil, and it creates a very, very toxic formula for microorganisms, but it's not harmful to human health. So when we mix this together in combination with the grapefruit juice, this will force all of the bile salts and all of the chemical that's accumulated in the liver completely out in the morning. And we suggest that you ozonate for approximately 10 minutes. That'll be enough to saturate it. As another option in helping to kill the microorganisms, Dr. Clark has created a product she calls the SynchroZap, or Zapper, and it works by sending electrical frequency into the body. And it's only run off of a 9-volt battery, which you can see in the back here. And it's harmless to the body. And all you do is I'll have Jane hold this one. You just wet it down. You put it on the little electrode here. So you just place it over the pulse point and snap it on, and it's that simple. And the little electrode just snaps on and off on this snap. And then we do the other one the exact same way. Get a little bit wet so you've got conductivity. You don't even actually feel this when it's going on the body. Place it over the pulse point. Just turn it on by pushing the button. And it works in a cycle of 7 minutes, and then it takes a 20-minute rest, then it repeats for 7 minutes, and it takes another 20-minute rest, then it repeats for 7 more minutes. For the first 7 minutes, it'll kill the parasite, and if anything should be living in the parasite, like a bacteria, then the next 7 minutes will kill the bacteria, and if a virus should be living inside the bacteria, the following 7 minutes should clean all of that up as well. And that's the principle behind this device. Like I said, this is optional, but we do find that it does help with the effectiveness of the flush, and that is the liver flush.
The liver cleanse is much underestimated. It should be done a lot more often because it's one of the most important parts of the protocol. Especially cancer patients are highly toxic, and they need a liver that's in a good shape to get rid of all these toxins.
Doctor, if we read the back of many toothpastes that are available today in the grocery store, it says if we should swallow more than what you could fit on the end of the toothbrush, call poison control immediately. Perhaps you'd like to address that.
I haven't actually seen that myself, but of course I feel that way. I know that. Toothpaste is very toxic stuff. Not just because of the chemicals in it, but because the material in it is ground so fine that if you should get some into an extraction site where a tooth once was, it'll stay there forever. I find toothpaste in old extraction sites that never heal. They're called cavitations. I talk about that in the book. Cavitations where old tooth extractions have left an area of, minor infection. It becomes a bioaccumulation site, and there's toothpaste in there. There's a lot of silicone in toothpaste, and silicone is absorbed, taken in by the white blood cells, and white blood cells become disabled by it. Now, and that's called low immunity, immune dysfunction. Coming from your toothpaste, that's awful.
Well, oddly enough, I was on the staff of UCLA back in the 60s, and I gave the first class at UCLA, because one of my jobs at UCLA was to develop the curriculum for the new students coming aboard, and also the dental school itself. And so I was fortunate to give the first lecture on mercury fillings. that the students had. And in my research, I uncovered that mercury was a concern. In fact, in 1848, it was considered illegal to use mercury, unethical. The then union of dentistry was the American College of Dental Surgeons, and it was like the analogous to the ADA. And that group of bodies said it was illegal or unethical to use mercury because of its toxic concerns. But then there was no alternative that was able to be used. So dentists got together and began using mercury fillings because it was more economical. And indeed, there was a serious problem because what are you going to use? You can't use gold. Most people couldn't afford gold. And even the gold techniques were not refined as they are today. So there was no option, no alternative. So this group of dentists began to use mercury fillings, and that group grew and became the American Dental Association. So the American Dental Association has had its formation on the utilization of mercury fillings, which is ironic, of course.
The American Dental Association suggests that silver fillings really don't have any ill effect on our health, but you've proven that that is not true.
I wouldn't call them silver fillings. I would call them mercury, thallium, and lanthanide fillings because they are not made of silver and mercury and iron and nickel, let's say. They are made of silver, mercury, iron, nickel, and all the other 70 elements in the table, including the very toxic ones, including even uranium. We are finding uranium in them. How more carcinogenic can it get? And it gets out. That's the point. I think that the Dental Association is not aware, and hasn't done the experiments to find out, is not aware that the metals from these fillings, including uranium, can be found in the kidneys, the liver, the spleen, and other organs. Wherever your tumor is, that's where it's bioaccumulating.
There was a body of evidence that would say, hey, you're using this potentially lethal material while dentists were teaching, and I was one of the ones who were taught, who then taught that mercury was inert when you mixed with silver, tin, zinc, and copper, of which consists of the mercury filling or the amalgam or the silver filling. It's really a mercury filling because 50% of it's mercury. And if you mix it with silver, tin, zinc, and copper, we taught that it was inert, which is a scientific impossibility because everything by the laws of entropy is in the process of decay. And in the case of the dental mercury filling, the decay is quite prominent.
For those people watching this video that have already changed their tooth fillings from the mercury filling to the white fillings, what about that?
I have to apologize for that. That's what I said in the first book, Cure for All Cancers, that's what you should do. At that time, I was not aware that they were seeping carcinogenic dyes. I don't think any scientist anywhere could ever imagine that a perfectly white tooth, a white cap, should be tested for carcinogenic dyes that are red. But all the dyes are polluted with the other dyes. And all the materials that are used for the manufacture of these synthetic plastic teeth are polluted with synthetic dyes. We test for 18 azo dyes. These azo dyes cause the well-known P53 mutations.
And for those people that don't know what a P53 mutation is?
All tumors, cancerous tumors, are loaded with mutations. This means chromosome breaks and gene mutations. That's why you do a biopsy and send it to the lab. The cytologist in the lab looks at the slides, and when they see these mutations, chromosomes all over the place, they can designate what kind of cancer you have. That is the clue to the fact that there is cancer going on in that biopsy.
So your research has proven that a healthy cell is turning into a cancerous cell because of the dye.
Exactly. That's part of it. It's more complicated than that, but that is a very big part. And we cannot stop the tumor from growing, and we can't start it shrinking unless you stop giving it dyes, carcinogenic dyes.
So in fact, in the average mouth, we might find sometimes 26 different metals in the mouth, which again, not only is a biocompatible problem with toxicities, but the electronics.